Hi, this is Linda Weston, and you're listening to the Linda with a Y podcast. Hello, everybody! I've missed you all! It's been a while. I've missed you all. I have an amazing woman on the podcast today. Charlene Jordan is her name. The Ordinary Gym Gal on Instagram, if you want to go give her a follow. Charlene is soon to be a personal trainer. But the reason why I have Charlene on is because I wanted to talk about Charlene's relationship with alcohol. Char gave up a drink for good after her 30th birthday. She speaks so openly and honestly about everything. And I know every single person that drinks will be able to relate to Charlene in some way. I know for a fact they'll be able to relate to them. How many times have you woken up and gone, oh, I can't do this anymore. Oh, I don't want to do this anymore. So then it's like, why do we keep on doing it over and over again? I try to do 100 days, the 100 days challenge that Keith Walsh done, and I kept on failing. I kept on getting to 21 days and then failing, and 21 days and then failing again. I was like, right, I have to stop pretending that I'm doing this challenge because I'm not doing it. It really made me stop and look at how I drink. Why do I feel like I need to drink every time I see my friends and stuff like that? And following people like Charlene and Jordan will completely change your mind about alcohol forever. In this podcast, she's just so open, so honest. And I swear, I just admire her so much. The way she talks about being free. Oh, it really just rang alarm bells in my head. This girl is such an amazing person, and she's a girl for everyone to go and follow now. This is my podcast with Charlene Jordan. Enjoy, guys. Bye. Guys, we have the Ordinary Gym Girl here with us, Charlene Jordan. Hi, Cher. I've had Cher stalked, as I do with every other person that I get on my podcast. I have them stalked because I try to do 100 days no drink, as I think everyone knows, because I kept on doing hashtag 100 days on my Instagram, and I failed, and I kept on failing, and kept on failing. Now, drink is something that I know that I eventually want to stop. So with this gorgeous girl in front of me, the Ordinary Gym Girl, Charlene Jordan, I want you to give me all the pointers, because Cher hasn't had a drink in 3 years. Is that right, Cher?
Yeah, 3 years, Linda. Oh, and you know, God, what? Before that then as well, there was a time when I didn't drink for 4 years.
So we're talking seven.
Seven years.
Seven altogether. Yeah. That is mad, Cher. Oh, my God. At the beginning, like, when I was younger, right, my main thing with drinking was all my brothers and sisters were on the sesh already, you know. They were all older than me. So I was like, they're so cool. I want to be like them. So drinking when I was younger was something that I always wanted to get involved in, because it just seemed like something real session culture in Dublin, isn't it? It's always a big everyone on the sesh.
Yeah, like, yeah. Sure. That's the same with me. Like, my friends were all older than me.
Yeah.
I had my first drink at 10 years of age. I'm not even joking. 10 years of age.
Oh, my God.
I am not messing. My auntie was having a party, and she was 17, and I had a can. Like, at 10 years of age, I thought it was nothing like me.
I know, that's the thing. Now, I say I was about 13. Now, I have to say, I was defo young. But that's the thing. So if it's all around you, do you have a chance, really?
No, that's what you do. That's what young people do in Ireland. Like, you're a weirdo if you don't. Although, in fairness, I was the one, like, the little ringleader trying to get everyone drinking. Do you know what I mean? I just loved it.
What was your relationship with drink when you were a teenager then?
Do you know what? I think I've always sort of had problematic drinking use. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was never like plain sailing for me. I was always the one that would be blackout drunk, making a show of myself and feeling like absolute crap after it. Like, everyone else would be thinking, ah, yeah, sure, everyone does that. But this is happening to me every single weekend. Do you know, I always sort of knew that I was different.
When you were a teenager, this was happening as well.
Yeah.
Did you start hating drink when you were a teenager then?
No, I loved it. I know that sounds mad because I was getting out blackout drunk, but like, there'd be some days I'd be waking up and saying, oh my God, what am I after saying? What am I after doing? Like, I'd always be the one that embarrassed myself. I'd wake up with like bumps on my head, like bruises everywhere. Like, and everyone's like, oh, that's a sign of a good night. But deep down, like, that stuff actually affected me. Do you know what I mean? It actually did. Yeah, I used to just feel so awful because everyone else, like, people were laughing at me, not with me. Do you know what I mean?
Like, and you're in just, a field. Yeah. Like, when you're 16, you're in a field somewhere. Like, that's what
oh my God, yeah.
Oh, field. And I was always the one, just as you said there, oh God, Cher, like, this is like the worst part of me drinking. You know, someone would go, no, I'd be like, no, don't tell anyone, but. And then I tell someone else's deepest, darkest secret. Then I wake up the next morning, I'm like, why? Like, I couldn't count how many times that's happened to me. So it's like, why the hell do you do it in the first place? It's horrible. So when you finally decided to stop, were you drinking more for like social drinking, or were you drinking more when you were stressed? What was your reason?
It was social. It was a binger, basically. Yeah. Like, I used to love, because I didn't get the chance to go out that often. When I did, I went absolutely mad. Mental. Like, and just, yeah. And it started affecting everything for me, to be honest, then. Like,
yeah.
My partner at the time actually said to me, listen, you're going to have to stop, because I wasn't coming home. I was like being so hungover.
Yeah.
Just like, it was just horrible.
Like, when you're drinking, right? When you have kids, it's like a totally different drinking than it was before you had kids. Because, you can be an arsehole before you had kids, but you're only an arsehole to yourself. When you're after having your kids, and then, so for me, did you know what? You're after hitting a nail in the head difference with me, definitely. Because I think that's what it was for me. I didn't care who it was, because it was only me, and I thought it was so cool we were all out drinking. Then the minute I had kids, I was like, no, like, you're making a show of yourself, you're making a show of them as well, kind of thing. Isn't that what it is
when you're with, that's it. I was making a show of myself in front of me ex's friends and stuff like that. I was embarrassing, do you know what I mean? I was an embarrassment, and I hold my hands up to that. Like, I was, and I actually feel sorry for him looking back now. And you know, like, just even the next day, he'd have to take her off, and like, I'd just die for like 3 days in the bed, and just like vomiting, and like, the hangovers were just horrific, like really horrific.
Do you think that people get different hangovers? Because I'd be talking to some of my friends, right? And they're like, oh yeah, like, I had 2 bottles of wine last night, and then they're in like the playground or something. And I'm like, what the hell?
Oh my God, I don't know. But you know what? I suffer really bad with my stomach as it is. Like, I had to have my gallbladder taken out when I was 21. So I don't know whether that's from drinking young, because apparently, like, that's hardened cholesterol or something.
In your
stomach. But like, the pain, I used to be absolutely crippled with pain, like doubled over. I ended up in hospital and all one time because the pain was that bad.
With
my stomach. Yeah. And then like, the last time I was drinking as well, like, I'd be going out, and the it's like acid in your stomach, and my friend would be having to get me like batch breads. Like, I'd be going home from the set to get batch bread, come back out on my way into town, stop off in a taxi to get batch bread to soak up the ass. I wish I was joking, Linda. I actually wish I was joking. We were in the cock and ball one night. I'm not even messing. And she went out to the girl, and she was just like, you wouldn't have like a bread roll and like a glass of milk, would you? This was at about 11 or 12. And your mum was like, no, she actually got it. But I was in the toilet getting sick. Like, I wasn't drunk.
What a sound, mate.
I swear to God. Oh, seriously. I was in the toilet getting sick, like, having me batch bread and me milk. And then when my stomach settles, I'd go back out again and start having a bop. Like, crazy, like, when I'm looking back at it now. Like, I just didn't want to go home. I was loving it too much.
So all that was going on, you always had a weird relationship with alcohol. I'd like to say I have always had a weird relationship with alcohol. What happened to me really was the first lockdown, Cher, right? I got hammered. Right, the first lockdown, and everyone was doing it, and it was funny. Like, everyone was like, oh, we're
even
all
drinking.
Even
I wanted to do it at the first lockdown.
I was like, oh yeah, everyone's doing it. It was funny kind of thing. And then after it, my C gave up drink the whole first lockdown as well. So I was drinking on my own, sitting here, like, and then I was saying to myself after, I was like, that was weird. Like, I've never actually stopped and looked at how I drank before. Do you know what I mean? So then following people like you, and following people like Keith Walsh and Justin Caffrey, these are my 3 sober guys on Instagram. And I was going, some people can give up. Some people can do this. Yeah. Like, how can they do it and I can't do it? Like, what is their secret? I always think that there has to be like a point where you went, fuck this, I don't want to do it anymore. What was that point, Cher?
Do you know what it was? It was just wasting the Sundays away, lying in bed. Then, to be honest with you, I was starting to not be able to go over and collect my daughter from her dad's on a Sunday, or I'd be too hungover. I'd be lying in bed and she'd be like wanting to go out, and I'd be sitting there, oh yeah, we'll just have a duvet day. The sun would be splitting the trees. Being honest, I was like, oh, I'm more role model here. Do you know what I mean? This has to stop. And to be honest as well, like, addiction is rampant in my family. So it's like a fear it was like this, I always had this fear over me, like, oh God, this could progress into something else. Yeah. Like, it never did, but there's always that fear over me, like that, oh God, like this could get worse here. So it was like, I feel like I want to stop this now. I want to like break the chains of addiction here. I want to show my daughter that you don't have to have a drink. Like, just drink is so overrated. It's unbelievable. Like, it really is. I literally don't see any benefits to drinking. It gives me 5 minutes of confidence at the start of the night, and that's it. Like, that is it. I honestly don't see any benefits. Like,
it's the walking into the pub, though. That is what kills me.
Oh, yeah.
That forced walking, does that still kill you as a non-drinker?
Oh, that still kills me, yeah. I act like I'm all confidence. I'm really not. I have a can of Red Bull, and then I'm like, no, it does, Linda. But I swear to God, after about a half an hour sitting there, and then people start talking absolute shite, you're like, I'm so glad I don't drink. I can get in my car now, drive home to my house, take me makeup off, you know, stuff like that that you would never do if you were drunk.
Yeah.
Go home at a reasonable hour, like get up at a reasonable hour the next day, not be like hanging your head down the toilet getting sick, because that's, my hangovers were absolutely woeful.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't do anything for days after, and then I'd be depressed out of my head thinking, oh my God. And then it's just like a vicious circle. It just goes on and on. You're only coming around by Thursday, and then you're starting again. Do you know what I mean?
That is. What is that? And then on Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm like, hate the stuff, not going near. And then it's a big, it's Friday. Everyone's drinking.
But I still get that. I still get that Friday buzz and all. You don't have to have a drink just to get that buzz.
Lads, are we hearing it? Preach. But But that's what I want to be.
I actually am high on life. I never thought I'd say that.
I want to be that. When you were saying that there was addiction in your household when you were younger, do you think that probably affected you when you were a teenager, then coming out and drinking? You were kind of like an escapism kind of thing for you.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I never wanted to go home. Like, nobody wants to go home and there's mad stuff going on in their house. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to put a big like downer on the whole thing, but like, that's what it was like. And I just thought it was normal to drink. Like, I've been watching people drinking and whatever else my whole life, so I was like, this is what we do. Like, there was no consequences either, really, for me drinking at a young age. Like, there was no consequences. Like, I did get caught when I was really young and absolutely bashed. Well, then when I was a teenager, I was like free reign to just go and do what I wanted. Like, people would be like, oh, that's so cool, you can do what you want. And I'm like, no, I would have loved a bit of structure in my life, a bit of discipline, a bit of like,
Totally. And isn't it mad, Cher, when you just see them little people that we're growing and you go, like, all this comes to your head and you're like, oh, like, that's what fucks me up the most is being a mom. Looking at my kids going, oh my God, like, when I was that age, I was thinking that, or when I was that age, I was thinking that. So are you looking at Kayla now going, babe, I'm going to break this chain, me and you?
And you know what? She is so proud of me. Like, she always says, I love that you don't drink, man. No, she is. She's so proud that I don't drink or anything. She hates it. She doesn't like that. Whereas, like, you know, people would be sitting, drinking, having a few cans and in the house. Like, if she was down, my mum's like, my brother was actually a year sober as well. And he would have been someone that drank every single day.
Oh, my God.
So, like, you know, it's like, because my mum's in recovery, then I sort of came into recovery, like, air quotes. Then my brother followed along. It's a family affair, honest to God. Like, it just shows you the way. Like, you don't have to drink. You don't have to use a substance to enjoy your life. I've never felt so free in myself. Like, I'm not like waiting for that phone call of, oh God, do you remember what you said last night? Or like, I can walk around with my head held high thinking like, nobody has nothing on me. Do you know what I mean? Nobody has anything on me that I'm ashamed of. Seriously, Linda, honestly.
That's the main thing is being free. And it's how many hours do you actually go around thinking about having the drink, first of all, sorting out the drink, buying the drink, coming back. Like, that is...
That's part of the fun, though. Yeah. I guess that is part of the fun. Come on, it is.
But even the way you said there about you in recovery air quotes, I totally get what you're saying there, because for me, I'm not fucking drinking every day. I'm not drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning.
You don't have to be drinking every day to be an alcoholic. I'm not saying, geez, I'm not
saying
you're an alcoholic.
No, I totally get that, but to be a problem drinker.
You can have a drink problem, but not drink every day. Like, I was a binger, and when I drank, it was problematic. Like, and it ruined me. You know, I wasn't a nice person when I drank. I wasn't, like, I was doing things that I wouldn't do. It's like two or three drinks, and I'm like, what child? What house? Like, you know, didn't care. I thought I was 21 again. Do you know what I mean? No consequences for me. I didn't grow up like Little Peter Pan.
That is so dumb. It's because you had your little babs at 20.
Yeah, I know. I didn't really get that time.
That's what it was. Yeah. She was a little baby through her 20s, and then you were like, let's party.
Yeah, that's it.
like I do, keep on doing this 21 days. And if 21 days is the most, I'll keep on doing it. And then coming back, and then I'll drink loads again. And then I'll hate myself then for a week. So it's just a constant battle all the time, right?
Yeah.
So for someone like me that keeps on doing that, what would you think are the steps maybe to stop?
Like, do you have a hobby?
Yeah.
Like, would you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, is there anything that you're interested in?
Well, it is podcasting.
Yeah, well, there you go. Set all your podcasts for a Sunday morning, so you have to get up and have a fresh head on.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, like, that's it. Like, the fitness for me, that's like my therapy.
That's
like,
I absolutely world. Love it. Yeah.
And that's a good addiction for me to have. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a positive. It's not an addiction, like, but like, I don't care if it is. I'd rather be obsessed with that than obsessed with drinking and all that comes with that.
When did that come into your life then? At what point of you being off the drink did the fitness come into your life?
I've sort of always been in and out of gyms and stuff like that. But after the forced lockdown, like, I wanted a drink over the forced lockdown. I was like, oh man, everyone with their lovely fancy gin glasses on Instagram. I was like, this is trendy now to have a drink. And I was like, can I imagine myself sitting out on my balcony having a, like, gym, a glass of wine? That never happened. I'd be throwing the vegan glass over the balcony.
That's the truth.
Like,
the same people with them big fancy gym glasses, the next day they'd be posting up that they're at the beach and all, and I'm a wreck in the bed going, I had the whole bottle of gin. That's the thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be sitting there civilised having a cocktail on the balcony. You wouldn't end there with me. Do you know what I mean? There's no point in pretending. That's me ma's gas, though. She's in recovery, and she'd be like, she'd just say it to me how it is. If I said, oh, do you know what? I'd have to go on me for a drink tonight. She'd say, sure. And where would you end up here? And what would you do here? And can you imagine how this would be? And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, she's dead right. Like, it's nearly glamorized, isn't it? Like,
oh my God.
Sitting there with your fancy drinks. It's so glamorous looking. I'm anything but glamorous when I have a drink. They're heavenly.
Do you ever see, is it the housewives of Beverly Hills? If I watch that, I'm like, oh, I need any drink. They just a drink at every single thing. But then there's no way they're drinking at everything either. Do you know what I mean? It has to be fake.
But come here, that's in America, I think you have one or two glasses, you know, like these
was
people.
Like,
whereas us over here, we're neck and pints.
Never like
that. And bottles of stuff. Exactly. You know what I mean?
So there was never really like a rock bottom for you or anything.
There doesn't actually have to be a rock bottom. I sort of just decided this time. I was like, right, well, it's my friend's 30th now. I'm not going into my 30s carrying on like a bleeding teenager. Do you know what I mean? I was like, right, this is it now. My friend's 30th is the last time I'm going to have a drink. I didn't even get drunk that night. I was like, this is it now. I'm done. Like,
that
I'm just done.
Deadly.
Yeah, so it was my 30th birthday then a few days later. And I was like, I'm rocking into my 30s now. I'm not drinking again. And before, when I had the 4 years not drinking, I felt like I was doing that for other people. But this time, like, this is for me now. Do you know what I mean? I made this decision. It wasn't put on me by someone else, like an ultimatum. Do you know? Like, I made this decision this time. And I'm so happy that I did. I never look back. Yeah. And now, a few years now, you'll see me. There's your one on the podcast.
But do you think your relationships change? Or are people different around you when you're not drinking?
Oh, yeah, like, I do think people they're afraid. Oh, do you mind if I have a drink? I'm like, I'm cool with it. I made this decision. Do you know what I mean? It's not, I'm not. But I do think as well, like, I'm single now, and I think the whole dating thing, if you tell someone that you don't drink, there's been a few times where, like, they've run a mile. You know, they think, like, I'm trying to convince them. I'm still sound. Like, I'll drop the face and I still have a laugh.
I'm still fun, I swear. Yeah.
I'm a cheap date, I promise.
Take minus D's for a day, for instance. But oh, I've got to say, the most embarrassing story ever, but I'm just going to say it anyway, right?
Go on.
He didn't drink at all on our first date, right? And I walked in and I was after having two bottles of wine. Have you ever seen a girl on two bottles of wine?
What?
I was hammered, right? And I walked in and I stood in his front sitting room because we were eating in his house. And I go, kiss me.
Oh, God. You thought you were in a film, didn't you?
Oh, my God.
I'm actually going red.
I'm scared of myself. And he always brings it up all the time. He's like, Linda, like, I just wanted him to turn around and walk out the fucking door.
Oh,
like,
because I was like, I look at you now.
Some people think that I'm going to, like, a date or something, you're having a few drinks, it gives you courage, but it doesn't. Like, he was looking at me going, oh my God, I can't wait for her to go. I can't wait for her to go.
Oh, God.
So,
but you know what? It does. Sometimes if I do have before stay or something, of course I would love something to take that edge off, like, especially if the other person drinks, like, but then they'd be like, do you mind, like, we'll do something, we don't have to drink. I was like, no, you drink away, like, that does not bother me. I'd still go out with people, I'd have to crack, like, I'm always out with my friends, like, always out. I'd be the first up, one up dancing, I'd be the last one to go home, like, I just still love going out and having a laugh. Like,
I think what it is I'm actually intimidated by people who don't drink, because I'm like,
I know. It's, do you know what? It's, I'm fine with it. It's other it's the people that you're around. They're the ones that have the problem. Yeah.
So your friends were so supportive when you first stopped drinking then?
They knew I wasn't happy. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't obviously, like, I wasn't going out with my benders, like, where, like, parties and all with the girls, like, you know, when they were going out for the first while to sort of keep myself a little bit safe. Do you know what I mean? It was sort of like, mind yourself, don't be going out, because you will drink. Do you know what I mean? That's my mum always says to me, if you sit in a barber's long enough, you're going to get your hair cut. And
that, yeah, she's that dead, right? Like,
because that's what happened to me. I was going out for 6 months, like, the first time I gave up drink for the 4 years. So I hadn't drank then, and I was going out all the time, like, for about 6 months. And then finally, I picked up a drink. Like,
I'm like you when you were saying at the beginning, when you force, when you go out, because I never get to go out. So when I go out, I am on a mad one, right? I'm on a mad one. So if someone's there that I know isn't drinking, I'm like, right, I'm going to be absolutely talking to you after someone's there. And she is going to hate me. So it's totally your issue. Like, you're afraid that you're going to make a show yourself.
Yeah,
I think that's
I'm happy enough not to drink and go out, but I get the feeling, the weird vibe that other people are uncomfortable around me, if you know what I mean, when you go out.
Oh, no!
Yeah, they'd be like, would you not just have one? And I'm like, no, I never just had one. That's the whole point.
Yeah, isn't that just the whole point? You're after opening my eyes so much to everything. I swear to God, I feel like I do podcasts with people that I'm meant to talk to at the time. Yeah. Like, you know, Cher, I've hated drinking for ages, but yeah, I still keep on allowing myself to do it. Yeah. And the way you said it at the beginning about you don't have to be a problem drinker, like, you don't have to be drinking every day for it to be a problem. Yeah. I'm like, all these things, it's like real aha moments for me. I'm like, she's speaking the truth. And also, I think that everything, like, any big fight that me and Steve have ever had, or any, like, big event, has always been when I'm hammered.
Oh, yeah. I swear to God, it's the ruination of relationships on some, in some parts, though, isn't it? Like, I don't think I ever used big to go out time. And not fight with whoever, like, my partner. Like, it'd be a crazy one if you didn't have an argument, do you know what I mean? You'd be fighting with someone, like, giving out to someone.
That's what I think. I'm reading this book now, Cher. For everybody, I'm just after finishing The Easy Way for Women to Stop Drinking. I'm just after finishing that, right? He never talked about the next day and the hangovers. Like, we spoke about this earlier in the podcast. I think people have way different hangovers. Like, for me, I sit there and I'm thinking about something that I done when I was 10, going, oh, maybe when I didn't ask little Susie to play rounders, maybe I hurt her feelings. Do you know what I mean?
People definitely get different hangovers. People definitely, because that's my friend was only saying to me, her fella would drink a bottle of whiskey and he would be up for work and all the next morning. Like, and that's fine, but she would have like a couple of glasses of wine and she's in bed for 2 days. Yeah. You know, like, this is it. The hangovers hit people differently. I don't care what.
Definitely. So that would be my main reason for quitting. And that was one of your main reasons as well for quitting, wasn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And mental health as well. Like, my mental health was down the toilet. Like, you know, you'd be only sort of recovering on the tour saying, and you'd be like, ooh, Friday's coming again. I'm going to do the same thing all over again. It's like a little circle. Like, but
yeah.
And then, like, money as well was another thing. Like, having more money to, like, do other stuff with, like, other things, like, go on nice holidays. And, like, when I was drinking, I was just going out flat out, spending all my money at the weekend, not having, like, money to do anything else with. Do you know what I mean? Not being able to, like, treat myself. Now I'm Little Mistreat Yourself. Like, that is my name. Little Mistreat Yourself Junior, because my mum's Little Mistreat Yourself Junior. Why not? Do you know what I mean? My excuse for everything is, like, well, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. I may as well just eat 7 cakes, or, like, I may as well buy myself 3 pairs of runners today. Do you know?
Yeah.
I can justify anything.
Yeah, so that would be one of your main benefits. That's what I was going to ask you. What was the main benefit of not drinking then?
Well, like, good mental health, no hangovers, having your dignity intact at all times. Well, most of the time. Having motivation to do other stuff. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, go to the gym, or, like, carry out all the things, the promises that you're after making to people. You know, I'll meet up with her. And whereas I'd be like, if I was after planning to meet up with someone on a Monday or Tuesday, I'd be like, oh, that's not happening. Do you know what I mean? Because I'd be like, I can't even look at people in the eye after being out on the weekend. Do you know what I mean?
And Cher, you've done a mass. You got your degree and all, didn't you? Like, so Do you think that was a help of not drinking?
When I was in college, I think I was drinking at the start of the college year, which was grand. Like when I first went in a first year, like overall, I did 5 years in college. I did a PLC, then I did like 4 years honours degree. I'm not like bragging about that or anything, but I wouldn't have had any of that if I was on a bender.
You should brag about that.
But I'm not bragging about it. But honestly, I wouldn't have it if I was drinking. There's no way I would have been handing in my assignments on time and, do you know what I mean, going to class on a Monday. Like, I wouldn't have done all that if I had been on a bender. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Or even, like, just even at the weekends, like, there's no way I would have done all my college work and I wouldn't have stuck it out. Like, I wouldn't have had the motivation to go into college every day. And
we all think, like, drink, like, I think really when you're in your 20s, you're more thinking, oh, this is just such a buzz. Yeah, we're having such a laugh. But no one really talks about how much it, like, demotivates everything that you want to achieve in your life. Like, Cher, I gave up drinking for 50 days only when I was really suffering from anxiety after having Jordan. And sure, I started a podcast that I'd been talking about doing for 10 years. Do you know what I mean? It's because I wasn't overthinking everything. I wasn't overthinking everything in my head. And I said, this is something I really want to do, so I'm going to do it. And I done all that because I was after giving up drinking. I was only for 50 days. It was a superpower. Imagine giving up. Imagine being like you. Jesus.
I know. 3 years in. I know, that was the same with me. Like, then I ended up going on and there was like I was like, I want to do something during lockdown. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I was like, I need to do something now, because sort of I was getting that anxiety. I should be doing something. I was afraid I was going to drink. I was like, I don't want to go back there. Like,
yeah.
I was afraid I was going to drink. I was like, I need something to focus on now. I was still working full time and everything. So I said, I want to do something, maybe an online course. So I did like a level 9 in women and substance use, believe it or not.
But,
I found that really good. So, yeah, wow. So I thought that was great. And then a few months later, then I was like, what else can I do? Because I'm like getting that itch to do something.
That's unbelievable.
Then for years, like, I've wanted to do, like, I always said, like, oh, geez, I'd love to be a personal trainer, even if it's just for me, even if I just learn all these things for me.
Yeah.
And now here I am, signed up to a course, nearly finished. Like, I'm going to be a qualified personal trainer in like 5 weeks if all goes well. Like, something I never thought I would do, because I never had the confidence to do anything like that. Like, I wouldn't have done all that if I had been.
No way.
Every week.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God, it's brilliant. Yeah. I'm following you, Cher, like Ordinary Gym Gal on Instagram. She is so brilliant to follow. She does up all these challenges. And actually, I was only doing that skipping challenge, right? And I fell out of a taxi at the right venue years ago and I wrecked my ankle. And doing your skipping challenge, I'm like, I'm still 10 years on. I'm still recovering from something I done when I'm locked 10 years on. Like, guys, if we really think about it, what are we doing to ourselves? Why do we do it?
I know.
It's absolutely
crazy. I don't see any benefits. Like, I think it's so overrated. It really is. It's,
I know.
Drinking is so overrated. Like, I don't see any benefits to
And it can stop real relationships for me as well, right? Because, like, so, if you feel like you can't sit with your friends other than get hammered with your friends, are they real friends? Do you know what I mean? That's what you really have to think about. And it's
something
wrong. For me, I remember, I stopped doing it now, but I remember I used to always drink before I went to pre-drinks. Because I was like, I hate fucking walking in to pre-drinks, like without having a little buzz on me. Do you know what I mean?
Pre-pre-drinks?
Yeah, pre-pre-drink. Me hammered walking into pre-drinks. And then I'm locked before I go to the place. Do you know what I mean? And then, no one actually sees the real you. They just see the big hammered you. And then you're just the talk of the town then.
Yeah, I totally identify with that. I am all over that. That's me all over. Like, look, we're not saying that you should be like a big fun sucker and like, oh my God, please don't drink, nobody drink. It's not like that. You know what I mean? Like, if you can handle your drink, have a few drinks, go home, wake up maybe even 2 days later and feel okay about that, well, then that's fine. You do that and knock yourself out. Like, that's amazing. I would love to be able to do that, but not everyone can. But like, you can still have fun. Drink or no drink, that's the way I'm looking at it.
But like, I think people think I'm so outgoing and all, but with like walking into the pub, going into things, first of all, like, that kills me. So that's why that little
pick it's horrible, isn't it? It is horrible. Even the other night I was out on Saturday with the girls and, you know, you're like, right, if I don't know where I'm going, I don't know where this table is.
Yeah.
And you know, like, I'd be thinking all this, I don't know the layout of the place and all. Like, I'm not job. Like, I'd be like, you bring me the table first and then I'll follow you in about 5 minutes. Because I just hate that. Or when there's a standing up waiting on your table and all. Oh
my God, it's so true.
I'm dead thinking about it. It's horrible.
Oh God, it's so true. So what would be our main tips now for people who are saying, they're listening to us now, they're like, I want to cut down or I want to stop. What's your main tips for them, Cher?
Like, fitness was obviously a thing for me. Like, find something that you love more than drink, more than the session, and you won't want to drink. Do you know what I mean? Like, be around like-minded people. you know, like, not everyone drinks. You'd be surprised when you start saying to people, I don't drink, you'd be surprised that people say, oh yeah, I don't drink either. It's just weird. So if you're around like-minded people that have sort of the same goals as you in your hobby or whatever, like, you know, it's easy then. It becomes easy. It becomes part of your life. I don't struggle at all with not drinking anymore. It's just great. It's just part of me.
I can just see it in your face completely. Like, it just completely changed it 100%. And you think when you found a fitness den, were you like, right, this is the right match for me. This is what's meant to happen, me with fitness and no drinking. This is where my life is going. Is that how you felt?
Yeah. Do you know what? I've always had it in my head that I would love to do that. But it was more the confidence side of thing. I couldn't imagine myself standing over it, telling someone, even now, like, I feel like I'm an imposter. I'm like,
imposter syndrome.
How am I going to tell someone what to do? Imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
But you just have to, really do have to just push yourself and go for it. Like, I was terrified signing up to that course. Like you do be like signing up to anything new.
Yeah.
But you just have to, you really do have to push yourself, and the benefits are just endless. Like, my confidence has grown. Like, I'm actually now a little bit cocky now, you know, like, I don't know whether
I'm sure.
Where's the line here? Do you know what I mean? Draw the line there, bitch. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be too confident.
I rather confident share. I would totally rather.
I know. Do you know what? I actually rather confident share as well. I don't even know who this bitch is. Yeah. I love it. It's great.
I absolutely love it.
I look back at myself when I was like a shell of a person. Like, I know I used to act all outgoing and all, but I wasn't. I was just saying the same things you were describing there. Like, the anxiety, the awkwardness, like, I used to feel all of that, like, multiplied by 10, and put on my little mask going out, and people would think, oh, she's great fun, she's a great laugh. But, like, I was crippled by anxiety.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And it's gas, because the thing that you're giving yourself to stop the anxiety, it's a thing that's giving you anxiety. Like, what?
Making
is the
it
story?
Worse, I know.
I really think that this podcast is going to open up people's eyes, because for me, it's something that I needed to hear. I needed to listen to someone and talk to someone who gave it up completely, because it's definitely something that I know is in my future. I 100% know I can't continue going. Like, I'm very much still in the alcohol trap, guys. I'm not going to lie. Like, I wasn't locked. I didn't drink this weekend. Woohoo. I didn't drink this weekend because I'd been talking to Charlene and she'd given me a little pep talk. But after reading the Alan Carr book, hopefully now, that would be even a talk of bollocks, lads. Like, they don't drink. Like,
I love them. Oh my God.
That's so good.
I'm telling everybody, I'm putting everyone onto the talk of
that's
bollocks.
That's so
lads,
good.
Like, these two youngsters from the inner city who you would expect to be drinking and doing all of this, like, they're just amazing. I absolutely love them. I think they're great.
Isn't it so great to have people like that talking about the stuff that we need? Like, little youngsters usually are only looking up to people that are on the sesh, that are doing this, that are doing that. But Cher, come here to me. So why did you want to come on today? Like, what was your reason? I know I had you stalked, but other than that, what was your reason for coming on today?
Well, a little bit, like, selfish as well, in a way, because I wanted to push myself to do something that I would never thought I would have done, you know? But then on the other part of it then as well, it's like, you have to show people that there is life beyond going on a session every weekend. There really is. Like, my life is only beginning now. I know, I'm a big cheese ball. I am a big cringe ball.
I love it.
Like, I just absolutely love my life. I know, obviously, with lockdown now, like, we haven't been able to go on holidays. But the year before that, like, I was in Dublin Airport every few weeks, like, going on holidays, stuff I never would have done, like, sightseeing. Who goes sightseeing on a holiday? Like, you know what I mean? I went to Amsterdam and went sightseeing with my ma. Like, who does that? But it was amazing. And honestly, it was great. I went to Rome, like, to the Vatican. Like, who even am I? Like,
looking at all the paintings, like,
there was no Ibiza there. Like, no, I never went to Ibiza or, like, any of those mad places. Like, but no, I love those sort of holidays now, and I wouldn't change it. I would not change it. I'd love for people to have what I have, the freedom in myself. Like, it's just unbelievable. I mean, not everyone feels trapped by alcohol or all of that sort of stuff. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to preach and tell everybody just give it up, your life will be better. If it doesn't affect you, well, then carry on having a great time, living your best life. But it affected me, so I had to change, and I'm glad I did.
Wow, what a way to end it. Charlene Jordan, I love you, everybody. Let's give her a cheers.
Oh God.
Charlene